Blog Talk Radio.
Our powerful Dyson V8 vacuum is also one of our quietest. It tackles hair from pets and humans with our motor bar cleaner head and hair detangling veins. Stiff nylon bristles release ground in dirt from rugs and carpets, while carbon fiber filaments sweep hard floors. Fully sealed filtration captures microscopic particles smaller than pet dander and traps them inside. It's lightweight and ergonomic to clean up high, down low, and easily reach under furniture. And our mini motorized tool gets everywhere pets do, sucking up dirt, debris, and hairs. With attachments designed to pick up pet hair and plenty of runtime, this vacuum makes cleaning up after your pet a walk in the park.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Thank you.
and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact with me. Always brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight's advancement or tonight's subject is a very, very sensitive one. But one of the things I learned well over 38 years ago during my reawakening, okay, is when it comes to warfare, and we've been in a serious, serious war, not just a war for our very state of mind, but our very lives and our well-being has been in jeopardy for a long time. Now, if you look at the pre-advertisement that I tend to do with a photo of me, Hall of Fame 4 times, and I also got a little snippet, a picture of an Asian store owner who killed a 14-year-old child. Now, what's so unique about this subject that Magic Man wants all of us to pay attention to is we got to go beyond what appears to be, and it's a key word right there, appears to be obvious. When I first heard about this, and me as a father, the first thing I had to do was get in control of my emotions. So when you tune into this advancement, and I'm talking about military mindset, this is for everyone, especially for the people that haven't been indoctrinated in one of the armed forces over here in America or anywhere throughout the world. Because any, you know, people that's in their right state of mind know they have to have certain things, especially when it comes to be able to live and outspend in life. But we also know that life isn't a bowl of cherries. Sometimes there's some serious pits within those cherries. Now, either you're going to have to be strong enough to swallow those pits, or you got to be wise enough to chew them and spit them out. Okay? So now, with military mindset, what I want to do in the alluded time is I want everyone who's listening to this introduction right now, this is very, very important, especially for men, women, and children, all of us who are concerned about a lot of things that's happening in our world, especially the things that tend to happen to us, and it gets little or almost no type of media coverage, okay? And I'm even talking about when the so-called black media, the black owners, are the people who should be one of the first people to tell these stories over and over and over and over again. One of the things that Magic Man want to overemphasize, and I don't normally do this, but I want to overemphasize something tonight here. Military mindset is about changing the mindset. Military mindset is about taking time to become disciplined. To don't just go off of what hearsay. Military mindset is being in control of your emotions. And I'm telling you from my own personal experience, because I was born a real live wire, that I was snapped at the drop of a dime. Okay? So one of the things that anyone who know me, especially those people who watched me grow up, relatives, so-called families, friends and foes, right? They knew that there was a different person after June 13th, 1985 that became on the scene. Okay? So what I want to do is share some things with you, because at that point in time, I became not indoctrinated in Man of Mankind's army or armed forces, any one of them, right? And I'm going to talk about them too before this advancement is over tonight, right? But I became a part of the Most High's army, an army that's so unique that predated anything that's known here on earth. And I'm talking about people, and, you know, some of you are religious and faith-based people. You can relate to what Magic Man is about to say. At times, when you look at the beings, the celestial, terrestrial beings, everything isn't always what it appears. A lot of things that we have been taught about, they want to make it seem like, you know, the state of heaven is this all peaceful state. It's not always like that, y'all. Just like the life that we live here today, that's supposed to be a replica here on earth about the things that we experienced pre-earth. Okay? So it was at that time, and it's not just about me. And again, within the alluded time, I want to plant the seeds of good faith of having a military mindset. And what I want to do during this brief introduction, I want to give you who's listening a chance to share this with as many people within your family. Cut off the TVs, if you will, because this one here is not only life-saving, but it's going to save us from reacting, okay? Because as a saying, it's best to be proactive than reactive. And that's the process. That's the necessary receipt that you get under a military mindset. And again, this mindset didn't come by way of man or mankind's army here on earth. None of the armed forces. I received this one and many people like me straight from the celestial terrestrial beings themselves. Okay? Well, you have to learn the art of mind-to-mind and hand-to-hand combat and become very, very disciplined, being very strategic in the actions or the would-be actions that you want to take against all enemies, both foreign or domestic. This is very important, and you're probably wondering, where is Magic Man going with this? Because this whole thing was sparked by a 14-year-old child, one of ours, one of our children, that was shot to death. This isn't something new. This is something that's been happening back to back to back. And like I said before in this introduction, it gets almost little attention. Why? It's because no other people, and I said this many times before, and I've been saying this well over 6 years, this is key. So pay attention to what you're about to hear, that why should any other people be more concerned about you than you and your own people? And I'm talking about the people who originally I was sent to over 38 years ago to prepare us to what's happening now. 38 years, if there has been another, you know, enough people have listened and passed this message on to themselves and each other, then we wouldn't be shocked. We wouldn't be surprised about a lot of stuff that keep happening. And like I say, they get little or almost no type of media coverage. And, you know, on one hand, I don't blame them. That's something else I had to learn. I give thanks to all in all for that. Because I'll be one of the first ones to say, I don't expect any other people to do for me that I'm not willing, able, and ready to do for myself and my kind. It's not about hatred. It's about us relearning, apprehend, and accept ourselves and each other as something great. We can do something much better. And like I say, this is very, very important to any parents who's listening to this right now. If you have children, and you're concerned about your children the way that I am, right? All of us should be concerned. But especially if you're a black man, woman, a child that can easily have our lives taken quicker than the blink of an eye. And 9 times out of 10, the one who takes one of a man, woman, a child's life, it's a 9 times or 9 times out of 10 right now, you know, let's be real, ten times out of 10, the chances are that they would get away with it. Or very little type of punishment behind them taking one of our lives. Before I go into it, what I want Hall of Fame Four Times to do for me, and this is going to give you a final chance, like I say, text this to as many people as you possibly can, because this one here could possibly be not only one of the most sensitive, but also one of the most sensible advancements that I have given for almost 6 years now. If you are concerned about your life, yes, you the listener, and the lives of ourselves and each other, and the lives of your fellow man, fellow brothers and sisters, and our children, do you want to take time to share this? Make everybody aware to what's happening live and direct, because it's always best to catch it live and direct. Okay? So Hall of Fame, Four Times, if you will, do us the honors.
We should be more social, 'cause we keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on, 'cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs, though every day ain't glamorous, to me it's just fine. Perfect the way that we are. Ooh, nothing ordinary about the way I feel. Nothing extraordinary, this is real. Don't need to reach for the stars. Happy here on earth in our beautiful ordinary life. I love my beautiful ordinary life with you. Spend a day doing a lot of nothing, 'cause anything's alright long as I'm with you, baby. We don't need special plans, don't need no reservations, 'cause my favorite place is right here with you. Don't wanna live my life any other way, 'cause baby, it's a simple thing that can't be replaced. Unperfect the way that we
now. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to this advancement that we're speaking about tonight. And again, I appreciate each and every one of you who's tuning into this live and direct, as well as those people who's going to tune into this when it's archived. This is our 3,489th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia, LLC. Our topic tonight, or advancements as I like to call them, is military mindset. Let's make them pay the ultimate price. And a lot of you may be wondering, what is the ultimate price? Well, that's something I can easily say right now, but that has been the issue all along, because most people who has been educated or indoctrinated have been told time and time again what to think, when to move, how to do this, don't do that, right? And I'm also guilty of that. And, you know, I'm not saying everything is wrong with that, but here's something that it took me during my reawakening. And that, it was at that point I began to learn how to think on my own. And this is a key point right now, is being able to think outside of what other people want me to think, or the way in which they wanted me to think, right? So with military mindset, I want to plant the seeds of good faith. So everyone who's listening tonight, or when this is archived faithfully, is that you'll begin to learn how to think outside of what is being pre-programmed, you know, through mass media and things that have been bombarding us all of our lives. The life we have is beautiful, but when incidents, and this is something that I want to get back to now, when an incident happened that a child who lost their life at the age of 14, I'm 55 years young on one hand and 38 on the other. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And again, it's not so much about me, it's about all of us, right? But when I think about a 14-year-old child who had their life taken away, the first thing that I had to do is get in control of my emotions. And this is something I want all of you who was quick to react just at that news of someone taking the life of one of our youth. So you know what I did? I took time to meditate, and I took time to pray, as I always do. What am I supposed to give an advancement on? This is not something I just do at random, right? If I had to take time to open up and go back to 38 years when I had to learn to be disciplined, don't go off like a time bomb, right? So when I prayed and meditated, researching to find out more about this story, I started realizing, say, yo, there's a lot more to this than what it appears. And the headliner, you know, it went like this. An Asian store owner in South Carolina shot, shoots, and killed a 14-year-old African-American. This is, you know, one of the headlines that was sent to me after I did, you know, doing some research and to try to find out more about this story. And it was saying that the store owner, this isn't his first time, you know, being confrontational with customers who come to patronize his business. So this person, for whatever reason, either him or his son, that's something else that the media don't really want to mention, that this, you know, Asian fellow, I'm going to call him a man, took it upon himself to watch this young man enter his store and wasn't sure if he was going to patronize his business or steal something out of his store. But keep in mind, this fella also has a son. And I'm saying this for a reason, because me as a father, I know how I am with my children. I only have two by blood. I got a host of other spiritual and adopted children. And I know how I am when it comes to one of mine. Unexcusable, unapologetic when it comes to at the defense of one of mine. And I said it for well over 6 years, and I'm also going to take time to say it now. There's something any enemy, I don't care what they look like or where they're from, that could ever, ever get away with that. Okay? But here's the point where I want to make, though. This Asian store owner, assumption that this young man was about to steal something out of his store. Right? Now, either he was alerted by his son, or for whatever reason, he thought this young man was about to take something instead of paying for it. The next thing the media coverage said, that he put these items back. Argument took place, which really, really don't make sense, because if he actually put something back, and during a period of arguing back and forth, then this person should be able to see that this person didn't have anything in his hands. And according to the story, after the argument, they said the young man took off and ran out of the store. Right? And then this fellow and his son give chase behind this young man. And then here's where it becomes heartbreaking at. According to his son, that this 14-year-old pulled a gun or had a gun, and that's when this fellow took it upon himself to shoot one of our children in their back. And again, you got to be very, very disciplined to be able to absorb all of that and not be in a state of anger. Bottom line is, we got to stop being and putting ourselves in some of these predicaments. And I know that the mom and pop stores that we used to have when we used to own 99.9% in our own neighborhoods that we don't own anymore. And I'm talking about the African American. Very few mom and pop stores exist nowadays where pretty much everyone knew each other. And we had not even a philosophy. We had a so-called African proverb, right, that we lived of, for, and by each other. And when you allow, this is what you know, what I'm talking about, make them pay the ultimate price. The first thing we have to do is stop giving these people our money, our hard-earned money, when they don't care anything about us. They don't support our cause. When something happened to one of us, there's, you know, little to no donations or anything. You understand? And most of their society, especially the people who's coming into the country recently, I'm not talking about the people that's native here as Native Americans, or, you know, as I like to say, African Americans, some of them, that was kidnapped and brought here. They're a different type of mindset that they have, and they're more motivated by money. And again, here's where discipline comes in at, y'all. It's best to be proactive than reactive. So now, the young 14-year-old gets shot in his back, and then, according to the news, a whole lot of looting and all this stuff takes place after the effect. And I agree with what the police said. That don't bring this young man back. I'm not into destroying somebody else's property. I'm not into that, right? But I can comprehend the mindset and how a lot of people can be angry about the situation, but there are also opportunities out there. Are y'all hearing me out there? Some of these people are opportunists, and they look for any reason to go off. And how do I know? Because I was once that person. I wasn't into the looting thing, but I was quick to go off, quicker than a time bomb, as most people used to say about me. Overemphasize that we have to become disciplined. We, as fathers, have to be real fathers and also, you know, not just be providers, but we also have to protect our children and tell them, don't put yourself into a situation where I, as your father, have to come to your defense. And no, I'm not blaming a child, but what I am saying, there's a lot of things that's happening out here in our world that the children, and they can't, you know, get that way on their own. This is where real parenting comes in at. That we have to be on top of what's going on in our children's mind, what they're listening to. People with this, you know, want to be a thug, want to act like a rapper, want to act like, you know, what they're calling a rapper. To me, that's an insult to my intelligence nowadays, right? You know, I'm talking about these people that's making all kind of money that they're getting by a big business and industry that's paying millions and millions of dollars for them to rhyme about and sing about our destruction. We have to be on top of that as parents, y'all. Now, I don't know, you know, all of the upbringing of this young man. I do know that he's no longer here. But for the children that are here, that's something that I want you to be aware of. Don't do what this young man did. Don't put yourself into a situation like that. Okay? And one of the best things that we can do as a people, and again, is come back to us being the owners of these stores in our neighborhood. Us being the owners of the homes and stuff in which we live in our neighborhood. This is how you change the paradigm. This is how you go from being this gimme, gimme, gimme mentality to a mentality of knowing how it feels to own something and how to run your own business and how to support each other. We have to do this and stop expecting other people to do it for us. So Hall of Fame, four times, if you will. Do us the honor, sir. La 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 la.
Woo! See, this song ain't for everybody. Only the sexy people. You know who you are. Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it back to the 80s. Check this out.
This beat makes me reminisce, takes me back to our first kiss. Carved the names on a big oak tree. I heart you and you heart me. New edition on the radio. I had a Commodore 64. We used to sit close on my bedroom floor, but mama never let us close the door. We used to hang outside until the light came on. Thought I was pressed to death with my Adidas on. You kissed me on the cheek, I had a silly smile on. Where has the time gone?
I thought you said Thundercats, Thundercats, Thundercats. Oh, back when I used to play music videos.
Oh, baby.
So we get a cherry curl, mama said no.
That's how long I've loved you.
Remember when I used to have a high top face?
Oh, baby.
Back when we used to rock the Duke E-Race.
Oh, baby.
Friendship bracelets in the 8th grade. I love you since back in the day.
Every day after school, I'd pop you rock, we'd act a fool. I was at your house, you was mine. Cause we show it a different world than mine. Motown 25, Michael Moonwalk for the very first time. Meet you at the rink on Friday night. We'd rock, we'd stay, old hands real tight. Girl, you would look so cute with your Jordache on. Bet that you could still put those same jeans on. Kiss me now when I have that silly smile on.
Everybody
you know how we used to do at the parties back in the day. You know how we used to do. Stand right here, I'ma stand right here. We'd all get in the line and we'd be like,
It's been a long time. I should've left you without an old school jam to step to. Remember when we do the walk? The whole crowd drop to the RoboCop. Go girl, do the cabbage patch. Jam Master J killing all the scratch.
Yeah,
members
yeah.
only, kid and play. That's how we did it back in the day.
Right now, welcome back, attentive listening audience. I'm telling you, if you are like me, man, Hall of Fame 4-time is really, really bringing it tonight. And he's bringing the soundtrack of our lives by the iconic Emmy Award-winning vocalist, Wayne Brady, one of the best of our day and time. Multi-talented. Love me some Wayne Brady. Okay. Well, we have a caller in queue, so caller number one in queue, thank you so much, because I wanted to open up for joint adventures. So thank you so much for being the first caller. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Peace and blessings, Brother Hooney. This is Sister Bessie the Truther.
You know what, Mother Sister Bessie, Hall of Fame nominated, evidently. You know, you must have heard my prayer, because, again, I always press all in all. For guidance,
yes.
Because if anyone who I wanted to speak on tonight's subject, we need our very own, our WBNN Hall of Fame nominated, our mother sisters, I like to call you, Sister Bessie. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. I am enjoying your subject, and you know I got to put my 2 cents in.
And that's what we're waiting for.
Okay. Well, you know, I call what they're doing today against the children, I call them terrorists. Because I was looking at something on the internet. They had this a set of police went to this house. They were looking for a gang member. But a child opened the door. And they proceeded to put handcuffs on this child. The child was about 11 years old. The child was crying from the time he went out the door and when they put the handcuffs on the child. Now, they're looking for a gang member. That child is not a gang member. Why would you put handcuffs on that child to terrorize her? Or to terrorize him. And we're seeing that more and more done to children. And for me, we always talking about terror, and nations terrorizing. We are actually terrorizing these children in this nation and around the world. And I also wanted to say, now, I know some people probably going to get angry at me, but we also have terrorists in the LGB community. They're doing things in front of children that they should not do. Dancing naked with their privates hanging out, riding motorcycles naked. These things should not be done in the front of children. And then they had a nerve to do a march saying they coming after your children. And they're speaking it and yelling it with pride. I call this terrorism. to the families in the United States and around the world? What happened to the LGB that was had some type of morals about themselves? They have turned into terrorists. And they telling you point blank, they're coming after your children. They should be ashamed of themselves. I just want to say, parents, keep a hold on your children. Watch what they watch on the television. Watch the games that they play. Please protect your children, because it seems like we have a group of people that do not have any boundaries when it comes to children. And that's what I wanted to say.
Wow, wow. First of all, I love you with the heart and soul of me, Mother Sister Bessie. Thank you so much for sharing what you shared with us. Look, before you go, when is your next show?
July the 21st.
Sounds good. Attentive listening audience, this is Hall of Fame nominated Mother Sister Bessie, one of the best voices, and when it comes to spoken word and telling it like it is. Thank you so much for being a part of the greatest company of WBNN. Tune in, attentive listening audience, because it's going to get greater. So Hall of Fame 4 times. Take us to another break, sir.
All I do is think about you.
absolutely amazing. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. As I'm speaking about, or what we are addressing tonight on this particular advancement, is military mindset. Make them pay the ultimate price. Anyway, we have another caller in queue. So caller number two in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you get smacked in the face by your grandmother for talking back and getting smart. I said getting smart was good.
My nephew, always bringing it, man. I definitely give thanks to all in all for you and all the things in which you. Thank you so much for pressing that one and coming on with your art tonight. How do you feel about what's happening? How do you feel about it? And I know that you have that. You have that military mindset and you have that type of discipline. But for some of the people that don't have that, can you advise the attentive listening audience on how to become much more disciplined in our approach to be more proactive instead of reactive?
Well, it's a few different things, right? Because I've noticed some other things that's happening. We got these guys out here that, you know, they all-stars lit up on GTA, you know what I'm saying? Where they showing videos of how they turning the ignition on the cars with HDMI cords, you know what I'm saying? And they filming videos of these things, you know what I'm saying? It's an army of them. You know, but I'm getting to the bottom of it. But however, I would advise for the people who are concerned for their neighborhoods and the residential areas in which they like to keep clean and, you know, no nonsense and things like that, get a little bit more active. You know what I'm saying? Where absolutely the doorbells are working. You know what I'm saying? I would advise if no one has the doorbells, you get them. Because, you know, they catch all types of things. You know what I'm saying? Put doorbells on your roof, damn it. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, you know, try to, like, pay attention. People don't pay attention to street corners, let alone intersections and things like that. What you need to do, people, identify these vehicles. You know what I'm saying? You identify the vehicles. You know what I'm saying? You make a list of vehicles that you frequently see. You know what I'm saying? You know, because these could be people of interest in either way. Some type of criminal or some type of enforcement person. You know what I mean? Where you got to make sure you know who's who. So, you know what I mean? Always pay attention to these cars because you never know. These guys disguise themselves as police now. You know what I mean? Where they'll jump out on you with the badges and all these different other things. You know what I'm saying? And the big guns. Like Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. You heard me? Bought all of them. So, you know what I mean? Try to just people, understand. Go back to putting clubs on your car if you want to see your car in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get up and warm your car up and then go back in because you forgot your coffee and the next thing you know, your car's gone. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, we got to get back on the clubs, doorbells, you know what I mean, and pay attention to strange vehicles, people. You know what I mean? That's what I got for them, Unc. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where you might get hit by a full focus, you know what I'm saying, while walking your German Shepherd coming back from Rite Aid. Check your satellites.
Man, absolutely amazing. Love my nephew, man. One of the most brilliant minds of our time. And he's here with us at our great company of WBNN. Definitely take time to support him in all that he do. Okay, so Hall of Fame for a time. I know that you have something else in the chamber. Okay, so what you got for us now, sir?
You possess a beauty deep within that soothes me when I'm around you, yeah. Oh. Your skin is but a scotch on porcelain. My sweet tooth's glad I found you. Now I'm in search of words to sing, a melody fit for a queen, as sweet as what I'm feeling in my heart. Oh, you're the sweetest berry on the vine. The sweetest berry on the vine. Never had I seen a perfect face till my eyes fell upon you. Yeah. And never had I felt true love until the day I held you. Whoa. Now I'm in search of words to sing, a melody fit for a queen, as sweet as what I'm feeling in my heart.
Time is really, really bringing it, man. Love what I'm hearing, and I know that you are as well, attentive listening audience. Welcome back to We Will Aware You. We have another caller in queue, so next caller in queue, state your name and where you calling from, please.
Hi, Hooney. This is Tiana Speaks. How are you tonight?
Hey, the brilliant, the beautiful woman of God. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So I have a question for you. And my question is this. You know, I believe as people, we really do not support each other. And even myself, I had a friend that actually I was introduced to by Ava, who, you know, she makes it a point to support a lot of Black businesses. And this is what I want to touch on, because you said something. And I realized myself that I don't particularly look for it, but, you know, I just buy what I buy. But I was aware of it because of the person that I was introduced to by Ava. Now, I want to ask you a question. Let's say you wanted to go into business for yourself, and then you had three brothers that you decided to ask for investments, and they were very capable of doing this, right? Now, let's say none of them basically came through for you, but let's use Ava or Jerry who are coming through for you. What would you do at that point for your business? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, you know what? For 38 years, I've been waiting for people like you to ask me things like this in the public. And, I'm going to answer this question. You know what's so unique about it? As you learn more about me, that most of the people who supported me financially, when I had my wake-up call, most of the people who called me everything but a child of God was the people who looked just like me. They actually thought I had lost my mind, right? It's because I went through a real, what they call baptism, or a real born again, where I didn't just smoke and drink and be, you know, fussing and fighting and carrying on. I went through a real life change. So now, to answer your question again, you know, first of all, when it comes to business and support, sad to say that in this day and time, with the mind state that we have, those family members and relatives are the least to support you and your ideas and your adventures, especially if they don't see the money behind it. You'll be surprised how critical that can be. But I also will say, you mean, in mention of, you know, International Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achiever, Jared Petito, as well as Angel Ava, are some of the people that have supported me constantly. So, you know, what's so, to me, it takes a lot, because what was given to me 38 years ago, and I'm going to give it to you and the rest of the world the way that was given to me. So wake up and take this message. And later on, I get back into what that message was, right? To the people who needed the most. And the people who needed the most was the same people who rejected it, because they have been in a dead state, brain dead, for such a long time. You get what I'm saying? So you know, me going through that wake-up call, and I'm saying, it's right there in your scriptures. It's right there in the Torah. It's right there in the Bible. You know, and even El Quran, which is, you know, came, you know, along later, right? As children of Abraham, there's a period of time that we're going to go through, 400 years, where we are going to experience all kind of hell and abuse. But after that 400 years, time to look it up. And I'm talking about Bereshith, Genesis chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. That was the verse that was given to me after 12:30 midnight, June 13th, 1985, 38 years ago. So now, with the coming of Juneteenth, which is something I'm not going to touch too much on now, but I noticed that now you got a lot of people is debating back and forth on the Juneteenth thing. What I'm saying is, again, after 400 years of going through any and everything that you can imagine, you got all the evidence. We got enough more evidence to reconvict O.J. Simpson about who and what we are, and us being the original children of what the scriptures, the original children of Abraham, and all of that. And now, here it is, the same people that went through this, they're rejecting it. So how can you know, on one hand, they say that they're faithful. Are you feeling me, Kiana? They say that they're faithful and they have faith in the Creator and all that kind of stuff, right? And they say they believe in the Bible, Old Testament, Torah, whatever. You understand? But they say that half-heartedly. But when you open up the scriptures and show it to them, this is us, or a part of us, or some of us, right, that can lay claims, because who knows better than our Creator? The Creator says after that 400 years, you're going to come out with great substance. How can we come out with great substance when the leadership don't even know? Or either they know, or they want to pretend they don't know, or they took some money on the table, so they want to keep their congregation in a state of ignorance. And again, I think all in all, for people like Jared Petito and Angel Ava, people who I wasn't sent to initially, but for some reason, they tend to support me and my cause and tend to comprehend me a lot better than my own. And to me, that's an ultimate slap in the face. You understand? Because I have yet, in my 38 years of Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover, I have never under any circumstances, they might have said it behind their back or, you know, behind my back or underneath their breath and called me all kind of names, right? But most of them never called me to my face the way that my own family and relatives did and called me everything but a child of God for it. You get what I'm saying? So when it comes to business, money is money. When it comes to business, money is money. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's one of the things that I have to look at the mind state. But we got to stop making excuses. And that's one of the things that had to be removed. If you listen to the entire show, I say one of the things they had to do for me during my wake-up call is they had to make me very disciplined to the point where I would be proactive instead of reactive like I used to. That's where the military mindset is really, really coming in. And this is what I'm doing my best to plant the seed of good faith tonight. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, money is money. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, it's good to be able to get that support, especially when you earn the love and the respect of someone that's in a different ethnic group than what you are. To me, I find that amazing. You get what I'm saying? And I appreciate you asking that question. And, yeah, I would say as far as, and here's the numbers. Here's where Supreme Mathematics come in at. 85 to 95% of the people that paid for lodging throughout my travel when I was, you know, doing the prison ministry, all the things before the media coverage and the thing in which I'm doing now, most of the people that backed me financially, and even sometimes, it ain't even about money sometimes. Sometimes to post, you know, Angel Ava did it the other day. She shared one of the most heartfelt, longest interviews that I ever did throughout my 38-year career. I looked up, and I'm like, wow, she just shared that. And it's almost like pulling, I have a better chance at pulling a loose tooth out of a hungry lion, African Anna. You already know about that line. That line.
Yes, I know
that, right? Right. You already
know
about that, right? I have a better chance in pulling a loose tooth. I have a better chance of pulling a loose tooth out of that hungry line than trying to get one of them to support my own and my own cause. That's crazy, right?
I
want
to say something to you, my brother. It is okay because people in my village never support me either when I go hunt my lions. It's no good for me. I have to do it by myself. And it's okay because I eat all the lion meat and I don't have to share. It's okay.
Absolutely amazing. You are such full of talent, you know, and definitely keep that going. And look, I know some other people might want to call in, but look,
yeah.
I want other
tomorrow's
people
my show.
To know
I got
to
get that in.
Yeah, there you go.
Tomorrow at 9:30 p.m., please don't miss it, The Power of Thoughts. And, again, I am Tiana Speaks. And keep listening to Brother Huni, the wonderful man. And Brother O, let me tell you, I'm a little shocked at the track today. I kind of, like, I wasn't expecting it. It's really unexpected and enjoyable. Thanks. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you so much for pressing that one. Yes, our Hall of Fame, International Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achiever, four times great, as I like to call him, is a genius, and he is, I mean, you know, I don't know no other way to put it, at what he does. And to me, he's a master. See, everybody can't just pick a track. There's many different tracks, but to be able to pick the track at the right timing, like you're about to hear now, Hall of Fame four times, show Tiana and the rest of the attending listening audience what Magic Man is talking about when it comes to you and your ability.
Well, first of all, I want to give a shout out to my cousin, my first cousin, Frankie Beverly. Going through some things right now, health-wise. And, of course, I got to do this, right? I got to do a tribute to my cousin. And it's through Mint Condition. This comes from the album of, you know, the tribute to Maze. Dig it, y'all. Yes, sir.
Let it get it down. No.
Wow. All praises due to all in all, who's in all through all above, in a compassion all. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, as we speak about tonight's advancement of military mindset. Let's make them pay the ultimate price. That dedication right there, and I love me some Frankie Beverly and Mays. So that was tribute to the cousin of Hall of Fame four times, Frankie Beverly. I know y'all enjoy that as well as I am, and also keep him and the family uplifted in prayer. So anyway, we have another caller in queue. So next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Peace, peace, peace. This is Jetty 8-Track. Honey Bakatun, what's going on with you, brother?
Hey, just living the life, man, and doing what I was called to do and being sent in the world to do is to bring awareness, but most importantly, is to wake us up after 400 years of sleep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And speaking of which, I wanted to talk to that. You know what I mean? Something that you said that resonated with me. You dipped into the word a little bit, and then you blessed us with a little bit of transparency regarding your walk. And you mentioned how when you started coming into your full self, how there were family members who were just, you know, calling you anything but, you know, a child of God, if you will, you know what I mean, because they just couldn't accept the fact that your transformation was genuine and your calling was higher, you know what I'm saying? And the word shows us, the word tells us, the word teaches us, you know, in Mark 6, no verbatim, but, you know, a prophet is not accepted in his own hometown. You dig what I'm saying? Like, not amongst his relatives or nothing. You know what I mean? And it kind of incites certain individuals to network, to go outside of the home, so to speak, to go outside of, you know, the place that raised them. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a certain thing that sometimes human beings do as far as the communal and tribal mindset. You know what I mean? We resonate on a certain frequency, but if we don't find ourselves understanding that there's growth necessary, because growth is not all sunshine and rainbow, folks. Growth can be very disgusting. Growth can be very ugly. You know what I'm saying? Growth is real life shadow work. Growth is real life being able to sit with your demons and having a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Growth is real life relinquishing. You know what I'm saying? Real life surrendering to God. You know what I'm saying? Real life reformation, things of this nature. You know, and it's not pretty. You know what I mean? So for the people who choose to do that work, you know, for others who don't do it or for others who struggle to do it, you know, there's resentment. You know what I'm saying? There's a certain level of, you know, I don't want to say hate or vitriol, but just a certain level of a negativity that comes about where, you know, a person might look at that person and be like, yo, that person can't be better than me. Like, what did that person do that I can't do? You know what I'm saying? And, it's essential to break out of that energy to be able to fulfill your calling. You know what I mean? Just like you said that you did with one of the many things that you do as far as your prison ministries and things of that nature, to be able to fulfill manifestation on a higher calling. You know what I mean? So I just salute you. You know, I just wanted to leave a tidbit for the listeners right now. I salute you, Honey Bakatun. You know, continue to do your thing, brother. You know what I mean? Whole WBNN, whole Beverly Nation, man. We love you. I salute you, brother.
You know, I'm humble and honored because I'll be the first ones to say, man, that, you know, when you receive a calling, a real calling, you know, like the saying goes, many have called, but few are chosen.
Yes, sir.
And it's talking about the elect. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely one of the elect, and very elite I would say, and your abilities, the divine gift that All in All has blessed you with. And I thank you so much for being a part of our great company of WBNN. I thank you for you blessing me and sharing what you just shared with me, because it's ones like you, the many times, the days and nights, and I can even say weekends included, that I wanted to give up. I wanted to throw the towel in, fam. As I continue to share my story, and again, it's not so much about me, because to me, I come forth to be a great example on what a real wake-up call or a real baptism or a real resurrection would do for you. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, you're right. It definitely got to have some tough skin, because if you're sensitive, and this is where the military mindset had to come. Are you feeling me, Jetty?
Yes,
sir. I had to receive that straight from the celestial terrestrial realm, because I didn't have that. I might have been born with it, and it was there subconsciously, right? But they had to bring that forth, because I was a live wire. I was looking for any opportunity for me to snap and go, you know, pretty much go the hell off on somebody, right? But they taught me patience, stuff that I never, you know, as a matter of fact, when the people watch me, and again, it's not so much about me, but sharing my story, it's like they was whipping down that I went into one of the armed forces. But there's a difference between the Creator's All in All's army and man and mankind's army. And I got respect for both, but definitely more respect for the angelic host, like the warring angel, Mikael, and all of those celestial beings that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and thank you so much. Hold up, before you go, let We Will Aware You audience know more about you and how they can be supportive of you and your endeavor, sir.
Oh, man, for those who are listening right now to Huni Baka Tunes programming, I'm just a young brother who's both a scholar and I'm even going to say a teacher, but a person who just betroths and bestows upon others gems that are recycled onto me, you know what I mean? I'm just keeping the knowledge going and flowing and grooving and moving. You dig what I'm saying? Soul Genius Shampoo, July 20th, the next episode at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. For everybody listening right now, y'all continue to tune in and groove to the great Magic Man Huni Baka Tunes. You dig?
What a divine blessing, man. I tell you, when an elder such as myself obtain the respect of a Jetty 8-track or my nephew, and that's also Jetty. You just inherited an uncle too, so you're also a nephew as well, fam. Real, real family. I feel your soul. And my nephew who pressed that one and came on and blessed us earlier, okay, and I'm talking about Cleb 1, right? You know, and it reminds me of what the scriptures say, that when the hearts of the fathers turn towards their children, you get what I'm saying? That's another part of prophecy, because it's bound to happen. So what I wanted to get to again, and before I drop that, Hall of Fame 4 times, do you have anything else in the chamber?
There's something we've been missing, but I'm worried that this just might cross the line. See, we're laughing, you touch me, and I feel it go right through me. This chemistry's driving me out my mind. Listen, baby, I'm just so attracted, baby, and there's always a maybe. Imagine what loving you feels like. Oh, whatever you need, baby, I can be
back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Aware You and tonight's advancement of military mindset. Let's make them pay the ultimate price. What I want to do, and first, I want to just thank Hall of Fame four times for giving us the soundtrack of our lives with the Emmy Award-winning Wayne Brady, one of the most divinely gifted songstress. And matter of fact, he is an incredible artist when it comes to, you know, reading a script and bringing it to life. I remember when, you know, watching him, and I don't watch a lot of TV, but I did take time to watch that show that he did with a couple of other people, and it was On the Spot. I remember watching him, and, you know, for years, I didn't know that he was divinely gifted to be able to sing the way that he did. And, you know, it's definitely evident in what we all bear witness and listening to tonight. Okay. Look, before I do Ngozi time, I want to drop some seeds of good faith. This is coming from a manuscript that I started receiving many, many years ago throughout my walk. This is not the end of the show. I'm going to bring Ngozi time on after this year. It says, learning in a different way. All of the years of this life I have yet to see or even hear of the white privileged races such as your KKK, your skinheads, Aryan Nation, or any of the white power structures, right, go in an all-out war against each other, internal, external, or whatever. I have yet to see the army, mankind's army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, National Guard, Coast Guard, or whatever, go to war against each other. But the so-called Negro mentality has got to go. All of the above tend to unite and work separately with the same overall goals. But no, not the Americanized Negro, who will continue to blame the pale man and any other man when it's them themselves that are creating havoc amongst our lives and each other. Stop the damn excuses. Our men, women, and children are dying out here, and nobody tends to care. This is key. Just like the divided house can't stand, a divided nation of people also can't stand. Bottom line is this. We don't necessarily all have to agree on every subject and every issue. But we have to come together and realize the overall liberation is the head of everything. We must be able to do that. We must be able to put aside any petty differences that we have and realize that when it comes to our well-being, that when you come after one, you come after all of us. That's the mentality that we used to have, and that's the mentality that we have to get back to, in part. So, with no further ado, it's Ngozi time.
Just like that river. friend, I say brother, help me please. Oh, but he winds up, oh, winds up knocking me down on my, knocking me down on my knees.
Rendition of my favorite soul singer of all time. I'm going to play my second favorite, Neck and Neck, real close, but Sam Cooke wins. But the next person I play for my Ngozi time will be that person. And of course, we're going to bring on some callers. If you want to press one right now, do it right now. We'll bring on a caller right now that loves Brother Huni Bakatun. And you know, at this time, he won't be able to hear you, but go ahead and speak. Well, he hears you, but he won't be able to speak to you.
Well, hey, everyone, I just want to say hello, just want to call in. I thank Brother Huni for what he has been doing for the last 6 years, especially for the last 3 years that I have been a part of the WBNN. But I just wanted to jump on and show him some love and just let him know that I appreciate what he does. And that's all I want to say, Brother O. I thank you for letting me jump on really quick. I appreciate you.
Well, first of all, it's history in the making. This young lady is the 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. There's no way that we can end our show without having her come on and say what she just said. And she loves Huni Bakatun. This young lady also is the chief managing partner of a wonderful network that we need to know. So why don't you say that too?
So I am one of the partners for the Crew Podcast. I tell you, I have 10 amazing hosts that are really just being the change that they desire to see in this world, just what Brother Huni talks about on a constant basis. You know, we just want to be the change that we want to see in this world. And we have a voice, and we just want to share that voice. And I thank you, Brother O, because if you've not given me the opportunity and the chance, I wouldn't be doing this. So thank you for just being who you are and seeing something in me and helping me and guiding me along the way. Because of you, I'm able to do what I do.
You earned it. You earned it. That's all I have to say to that young lady. Take another caller before I go into my final Ngozi time. You there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, all right. Talk to us. Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, this is Mr. Voss.
Hey, brother. Talk to
this
us, man.
Mr. Hey, Huni Bakatun. Let me tell you, man, you be having some awesome shows, brother. I just come over here and spend a minute with you because I'm outside. So I just had to come over and spend a minute with you. But I just have to tell you that Peace the Ghetto is ready for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do it on my next show for you. So when you step through, man, and let me know that you on, I'm going to do that piece for you that you challenged me to do. So with that being said, I'll see y'all on my next show. Good night.
All right now. And then now, my Ngozi time.
Long to come to me, oh baby, time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. Know that lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space. All I saw was your sweet face. To die, 'cause I'm not trying to mislead you. Believe me, girl, I really need you. Oh, baby, you make me fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space. All I saw was your
Now You Know by Neck and Neck, Going Down the Thoroughfare, the second greatest soul singer, you know, in my life, singer period, Donny Hathaway. Number one is Sam Cooke. And what more can I say tonight to this young man that has been here for 6 years? Outstanding transcript by the Magic Man Haru himself, Huni Bakatun. And I love him very, very much. Tomorrow night we come back on this WBNN Outstanding Network with Tiana Speaks, the outstanding rookie for the class of 2023. And the Power of Thoughts, cannot wait for that show. 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi _ Time. Ola Dali Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ole De Lay, that goes with my gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dali Malay, where he goes, he's saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to the two-time Anna Waddell Award winning recipient, WBN Host of the Year for 2018 and 2020, the outstanding enshrinee to the Internet Radio Hall of Fame for the class of 2020 and to the class of 2022, lifetime achievement in the same hall. The outstanding Magic Man Haru, Huni Bakatun, y'all.
Well, all right, attentive listening audience, thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's advancement. As we spoke about and covered the subject of military mindset, let's make them pay the ultimate price. You know, to plant the seed of good faith once again, is we have to stop supporting people that don't have our best interests in mind. And our best interests in mind must start with ourselves and each other first. We have to do that. We have to change that type of mindset. We have to be able to renew the faith that we once had in ourselves and each other. more importantly, we have to stop depending on other people to do it for us. We can do this, but that's where the mindset comes at. Some people don't even think that it's possible. In all things, it's possible. You got to have faith. You got to be willing, able, and ready to make it happen. You also have to cut out any type of excuse on what's stopping us from achieving what needs to be achieved during the course of our lifetime. I can't think enough of the people that I met throughout my travels as an international traveling man. I have met many people when I had it, and I met many people when I lost it all. I have even met many people that's here during this day and time that's assisting me to do greater things. And my sound advice I want to offer to everyone who's tuning to this live and direct or when it's archived, get to know people. You'll be surprised. And what little time and what type of thing that another person can be for you, you never know. But take time to get to know people. Take time to get to know yourself, which is even more important, because if you take time to study yourself the way that I did, and I want to take time to put that on record once again, if I had to do a self-study and study myself 9 times more than I study any scripture, any book, graduate school, throughout college, throughout the many different degrees and stuff that I had to take time to study myself 9 times more. And again, it's not so much about me, it's about all of us. I want us to be able to do better things. I want us to be able to stop things before they happen. This is what I mean by being proactive instead of reactive. Stop putting ourselves and each other in predicaments. Stop writing checks, like I say, that you know what, can't cash or isn't ready to cash. We can do better, especially as the original owners of this planet, and that has been the message for over 38 years. Accepting this lie that you're a second-class citizen over here in America or anywhere else throughout this great planet. We were the first. We'll be the last. And we'll be here when it all restarts all over again. As always, I give thanks to all in all who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. And on that note, we will aware you. We'll return 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement.
Thank you.